The latest report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation shows Florida's progress in several key indicators is starting to stall when it comes to improving the lives of children. While Florida has made progress in areas like education, it continues to rank near the bottom of states on other points. Now a leading children's advocacy group is calling for changes. I'm Lynn Hatter. In Leon County, home to the state capital, county commissioners are considering a new tax, one that's aimed at boosting children's services. Speaking to reporters Thursday, Children's Campaign of Florida founder Roy Miller called those levies a good idea.
I mean, they put money into, an underfunded, system of services for children that just wouldn't exist. I mean, anywhere from $50 to $110 million. It makes a real difference. It won't remove the need for the state to step up its investment or the federal government, but it certainly makes a big improvement.
The county is considering creating a new group that would be able to levy the tax worth an estimated $8 million. However, there's still debate over how the money would be used. Ideas include funneling more dollars to address homelessness, mental health, and juvenile incarceration. And the Leon County School District would like that funding to support early childhood education. A similar tax is in play in Lee, Orange, and Brevard counties. And Miller says that's because the state is not properly funding those services.
Across the board, prenatal programs, special needs, child protection, foster care, gender-specific responses, mental health services, other preventions and interventions are struggling under the weight of too much demand in a fast-growing state and not enough resources.
Miller's Children's Campaign is partnering with other advocacy groups from across the state to address what they say are neglected children's issues. In its annual Kids Count report, the Annie E. Casey Foundation notes Florida's progress has stagnated. Despite some educational gains, the state is in the bottom when it comes to overall child well-being due to little progress made in addressing poverty and the increase in drug overdoses due to the opioid epidemic. The high rate of overdoses is leaving children parentless, steering them into the state's foster care system. And Hillsborough County says Lutheran Services Florida's Chris Ford has become the focal point of the problem.
The numbers of kids have come into that system have grown significantly. There are much higher rate of removal in Hillsborough County than anywhere else in the state. And those children, we knew 10 months ago we had a problem.
Card says there aren't enough foster homes to take care of the kids in need, leading to some sleeping in the offices of social workers and some sleeping in cars. And the Children's Campaign's Miller is also worried about how the debate over gun control is affecting another issue, mental health, where services for kids are in short supply.
On the mental health issue, one of the items that the Florida Children's Campaign is going to tend to is we really want to work hard to make sure that tragedy is not equated with mental health services. Stigma keeps a lot of people from seeking help.
The Florida legislature approved millions in mental health funding as part of its response to the Parkland shooting. But many mental health organizations are concerned about the thin line they say exists between punishment and treatment. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.